News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, you know, I'm going to go ahead and jump back and opine for a minute. I gotta say, this thing with Parker Griffith, you know, trying to, you know, set aside my personal feelings about judging someone over the phone, so to speak, you know, getting on the phone, calling to a radio show and diagnosing. When I say judging, let me see. Diagnosing is what I'm trying to say. Medical practitioners are held to a standard. There's a code of ethics they have to abide by. Clinicians cannot just willy-nilly issue such blanket statements as diagnoses of things like PTSD, which is, by the way, a clinical diagnosis. You cannot just throw that out there and expect it to be okay. I mean, you and I as laymen, we might say something like that. We're not held to the same level of responsibility as someone with a medical degree and a medical license, for that matter. Especially when that medical license does not warrant them being able to make that diagnosis. Even if he were to sit down with Mike Durant himself, he would not have the ability to diagnose based upon his specialty in the realm of medicine. He might have a better than average view of things. He might have a better resource available to him to go and, you know, review the status. He might be able to be more generalized in his knowledge than the average layman. It's like me in the practice of law. I don't practice criminal law as a matter of just choice. It's not what I do. Do I understand criminal law? Sure. Can I go out there and find the right volumes and research the right cases and check the criminal code and, you know, review the rules of criminal procedure? Certainly. I know where all that stuff is and I know how to use it. Do you want to hire me to defend your capital murder case? You probably don't, because I've never defended one by choice. I would need to get kind of boned up and, you know, you don't want somebody doing OJT on you when your life's on the line. Well, the same would be true for doctors. I don't want my foot doctor operating on my brain. I don't want a proctologist diagnosing something about my lungs. Do they know where things are and how to find out more? Certainly. It doesn't mean they should. And none of them are supposed to be going on radio shows making clinical diagnoses about someone who they've never sat down with or had the opportunity to review, much less within their specialty. There's that. You want to call in and talk about it, you can. I will also say this. Do not throw PTSD out there around like it just means nothing to you. I mean, I think Jessica made the point. We are losing 20, some reports say 30 veterans a day to suicide, meaning that mental health is a big deal in the veteran community. And Mike Durant has had some, and this, by the way, this is not an apologetic for Mike Durant. I'm not going to endorse a candidate on my show. I don't think it's my responsibility to do that. But I'll give each one of them a fair shake and an opportunity to speak. But wow, the idea that you would try to blanket diagnose somebody on the just to gain a political edge, awful, awful. Got the phones lighting up. Going to run out of time if I don't take a call, so let me do that real quick. I'll go to line two first, Copper. Line two, Brian from Huntsville. Hey, Brian, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing today, man?
I'm mighty fine, and I hope you are too.
Yes, sir, I am.
I wanted to say that as far as him diagnosing somebody over the phone, even if he had access to be able to make that diagnosis, then wouldn't he be violating HIPAA laws by passing it forward?
One would think, yeah. One would think.
Okay. Y'all have a good one. Bye.
All right, Brian. Take care, man. Copper, grab the mic. What'd you have there? Somebody else called in?
Oh, yeah. Another person made the same comment that Brian just did about violations of HIPAA law.
Oh, yeah. So basically, if he had the opportunity to even sit down with Mike Durant, which he hasn't, that he couldn't do what he just did, which is then share the diagnosis with the world, because that would be a violation of HIPAA. You're right. And it would also, I'm sure, be in some way a violation of whatever the codes of medical conduct or ethics are that they abide by. So that being said, I'll throw it out there one more time that I'll be glad to try and reach out to Parker Griffith, see if he wants to come on and be a knucklehead on my show. And we'll take that to task. Or, you know, if somebody out there knows him, tell him I said so. Because I think that was the most knuckleheaded thing I've ever heard anybody say on the radio. And I've heard a few, by the way, and I may have said a few, by the way, but that one takes a cake. All right, coming up next, one of my favorite times of every single week, we're going to have the Grand Council with myself and Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson. Yeah, Jeff Poor started all this, didn't he? He's the one that interviewed Parker Griffith. We may have to take that up during the Grand Council as well. All right, folks, and listen, by the way, if you haven't already heard me say it before, hear me say it now. The folks at ZLA Solutions, I know them personally. They are good at what they do, and what they do is they put people back to work. If you are looking for a job right here in Alabama, they've got them posted on their website right now, ZLAUSA.com. You check them out. They've got great jobs, great pay, a lot of them with benefits. If you're an employer and you need to hire more people, I know the folks at ZLA personally. They are highly competent at getting you a workforce. They'll do all the background checks, the recruiting, the drug testing, all of it, blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. So listen, jobs and people, they put them together at ZLA Solutions. Check them out at ZLAUSA.com. All right, we'll be right back with the Grand Council, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.